This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
Walmart, as you're probably aware, sells everything from grapefruit to guns. But in Texas, there's at least one thing you won't be able to find at your local Walmart, no matter how hard you try. Liquor. Not because they don't want to sell it au contraire. The mega retailer's going to court, in fact, in an effort to change that, challenging state laws that date back to the days of the Great Depression, or more to the point, Prohibition. Associated Press reporter Michael Grachek has been following this story. Mike, thanks for your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
So Walmart's suing in an effort to be able to sell liquor in Texas, I guess like it does in dozens of other states. Presumably this would mean big money for the retailer. Have they tried to run the numbers here?
Well, presumably it would. There's a massive liquor market in Texas, and the comptroller's office says that worth about $14 billion in sales. That's the latest numbers from 2014. So we're talking some big bucks in booze, so to speak.
Yeah, Walmart, I think, has close to 600 stores, if you count Sam's Club along with it. And it's not like they're not in the alcohol business already, right?
No, they already sell beer and wine, but there are some quirks in the Texas liquor code or the licensing procedures that bar it from selling liquor. And they're trying to get into the business. They do it in 31 other states. Texas is among the few they don't, and Texas is the only one where they're suing to try to get in.
Already, I think, I heard somewhere that they may sell more beer and wine than any other retailer, if I'm not mistaken. But I want to go back to something that you just mentioned. You said that there's some quirks in the law. Give me an example of one of these quirks that's keeping Walmart from selling liquors in Texas as they do elsewhere.
The lawsuit specifically cites a couple of issues in the code. According to the code, and some of this goes back to the end of Prohibition back in the 1930s, is that publicly traded companies are not allowed to hold liquor licenses. And there's an idiosyncrasy in that despite the bar on publicly traded companies from getting liquor licenses, mm-hmm. Hotel corporations are allowed, even if they are publicly traded.
Interesting.
Another issue is that liquor licenses are limited to 5 per holder, but that rule is out the window if you have a blood relative, and I mean a real close blood relative, like a father to a son or daughter,
uh-huh.
or a mother, you know, a parent to a child. The child can acquire licenses, and then you can consolidate them, and it's just like one person then has 10. And that accounts for the growth of family-owned liquor chains in Texas.
Yeah, like Twin Liquors comes to mind, so you got some blood relatives right there. But I'm curious, what would be the reason for having a law like a blood relative rule? What's the rationale there?
You know, I asked the TABC, the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, about that, and they deferred and said that I'd have to go back and track down lawmakers. The legislature got involved back in years past and made these provisions within the law. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess it would be interesting to find out, but I don't know.
But that's interesting because, I mean, from a legal standpoint, there has to be a rational basis for a rule like this. So presumably there is some rationale, perhaps to avoid corruption. Maybe this gets back to what you were talking about, the Prohibition era rules.
That's what Walmart is saying in their lawsuit, and that it's discriminatory, that it's unconstitutional, and that they don't have any blood relatives that fit this template, so it's unfair to them, and ultimately unfair to Texas consumers, because they're saying they can provide liquor, presumably, at a cheaper price than what's being sold now.
So you have this trade group also that's getting in on this fight. This is the group representing Texas liquor stores, taking the side of the TABC, the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. A lot at stake for them, I guess.
Sure, there is. There's about 2,500 members who belong to this Packaged Stores Association in Texas, and they wanted to get into the lawsuit to fight Walmart. A federal judge in Austin said, no, you can't. So they appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Wow.
The Fifth Circuit says, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at now.
What about the Texas legislature? I mean, presumably, these are laws that could be tweaked or modified if they so chose. Have they ever reconsidered, or in recent years, have they looked at these liquor laws in light of changes in the retail landscape?
Just in the past session last year, there were efforts to accomplish what Walmart wants to do in the courts, but they went nowhere. Presumably, the lobbyists for the Package Stores Association are pretty convincing. The bills to do what Walmart wants never got out of committee.
So what's the next step? Any timeline here?
Not sure. The next step, of course, would be for the trial judge in Austin, a federal judge, to presumably set a new trial date. It was supposed to go to trial next month, but the whole process got stopped when the Package Store Association appealed the ruling that said they couldn't get in. Mm-hmm. So now it's up to the federal judge to set a new court trial date.
Michael Gratchik is a reporter for the Associated Press based in Texas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.